Welcome to the Elijah Force podcast, an Elijah Streams production. Our focus is to bring a new dimension of spiritual gifting through prayer and intercession, the seer gifting, discerning of spirits, and more. And now here's your host, Julie Smith.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Julie Smith, and I'm the host of Elijah Force. Today, my fabulous guest is Falake Kela from the Collective in Washington. She's a Northwesterner like me. We love the Northwest. We're praying. We're prophesying over the Northwest. She's also a prolific dreamer, and she's going to share updates about our nation. She just came back from reading the Bible and being in D.C., and she's going to share all things about our nation. We're going to talk about President Trump and him rededicating the nation back to the Lord coming up here soon. And she's going to share amazing dreams about walking in our authority in this hour. And before the show started, I heard fire on the altar. That's the show that Falake is bringing us today, fire on the altar. And it's all about the presence of God that she's bringing to us, which we all need. So before we bring Falake on, we're going to share this well video clip to show you where your generous donations are going.
Did you ever imagine your gift could result in someone on the other side of the world praying for you? At every new water well in Uganda, something happens that most people never see. Before the first container is filled up, the community gathers. Hands are lifted and heads are bowed, and they begin thanking Jesus. Thanking him for water, for life, for remembering their village. But their prayers don't stop there. They begin praying for the people who made this well possible. They're praying for you. In these villages, water is a reason to stop and thank God. Because not long ago, families here were praying for this very thing. And what may have felt like a simple gift to you became an answered prayer for them. Donate online at ElijahStreams.com/donate. Or mail a check today to Elijah Streams, 525 2nd Avenue Southwest, Suite 629, Albany, Oregon, 97321.
Wow, that was moving. I say that about all of them, but man, that just moved me so much. Your gift gives the gift of water that forever changes lives. And it's incredible, the supernatural miracles, signs, and wonders that break out at the wells. And we're so excited for all that the Lord is doing for the beautiful people of Uganda. And we're spreading out. The gospel is being preached and reached. And it's amazing, all the testimonies coming out. And we so thank you for your incredible generosity. And if you feel led, please go to ElijahStreams.com/donate today. And we thank you for it. So with that, let's bring on my guest today, Falake Kela.
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. You were born for such a time as this. Your prayers are powerful and bring God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Seers, dreamers, and discerners, arise. You are highly gifted and anointed. All warriors, arise. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. You are a force to be reckoned with.
Hello, Miss Falake Kellogg. We're always excited to have you back with us on Elijah Force. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. There's been so much that has happened since the last time we got together. So this is so cool.
I heard fire on the altar before you came on today. And, you know, it's all about bringing the presence of God, the presence of God and prayer on the altar. You've been praying. You've been praying and reading the Bible, praying over Washington, D.C., and we can't wait to have all of your updates today. And then we're going to talk a little bit about May 18th and, you know, President Trump rededicating this nation. And it's such a Kairos time to be alive. And also, you're a prolific dreamer. So we'll get into that as well. So it's going to be an incredible, powerful show today and bring in the fire of God. So bring it, Falake. We're ready for it.
Well, yes, we just got back from DC, and I just wanted to say, you're right about the fire. I was sharing a little bit ago that somebody had a vision in DC of the word of God, the sword of God going forth from DC all across America. And it was fire coming out of DC during the reading of the Bible. And you know, it's so amazing. This was not preaching. This was reading the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, just the word of God. The Lord called Bonnie Pounds, like Ezra, to bring the reading of the Bible over our nation from the highest office, the capital, to the entire states and nation of America. Well, what was so cool about it is that from the first day of the event, it was presence-led. It was the worship by Leland and all these people. It was coming back to the presence of God. And I want to say that what we need right now in America is not religion. We need the presence of God. We are in a moment where the presence of God changes everything. And it was so beautiful to see that as the word of God was going forth, you could feel the Holy Spirit hovering. You know, the word of God is Jesus himself. The Bible says in John 1, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word is God. And it felt like Jesus himself was going forth over the nation, and the Holy Spirit was brooding and releasing the breath of the Lord over our nation. It was so powerful. And I just want to say, I got to read the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, from verse 20, chapter 26 to 28. And what was cool about that story was when Saul was chasing David. And do you know what was so beautiful? It reminded me of nothing. Saul was trying to silence David. He was trying to destroy David. And yet the presence of God protected David throughout, even to the point that Saul knew the kingdom was being handed to David. So that was, in reading that, I just realized, and I wanted to say to everyone listening, no, Saul represented something trying to stop David from his destiny. But the presence of God showed David that no one, nothing can stop you from your destiny. The only one that can stop you from your destiny is you. If you believe the enemy, then your destiny is over. But you know what David did? David kept running, knowing that Saul could not keep him from his destiny. Even to the point in that chapter, David went into the same cave that Saul was hiding, and he took his water jug and went to hide. And he said, Saul, I was next to you, but I will not touch the anointed of God. God kept protecting him. He kept saying, David, I am with you. And I love David. If you look at what he said about those times, I love this scripture that's in Psalms. He says, some may trust in horses, some may trust in different things, but we will trust in the name of the Lord. And I want to say to you, that story in 1 Samuel shows us that the Lord our God is our defender, he's our protector, he's our everything. So if you are to grasp anything in what happened in DC, is if God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? The presence of God is what we must go after. And that was what we saw in DC. And we had leaders, over 500 leaders. It started with over 400 leaders. We had over 500 leaders come and read. And President Trump was able to read 2 Chronicles 7. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. And do you know what was so beautiful about the day he read? This was not planned. The scripture was not planned. It was given to him to read that scripture. And he was supposed to read it at 6 p.m. When you look at the date he read it, it was Israel's Independence Day. It was like, how could this happen? We did not plan it. It wasn't planned. He read it 6 p.m. on the Independence Day of Israel. And it was an invitation to the body of Christ. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. So the highest office was calling the body of Christ, saying, will you answer the call? Will you humble yourself? Would you pray? I wish I can stress this. Prayer moves mountain. Yes. Jesus himself asked his disciples, could you not wait with me while he was praying? Prayer is the key. Prayer is simply talking to God about the things that he's put on your heart. And I want to say this, God is not done with America. That's what he's put on our heart. And he's put a president who I believe will be baptized in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. I prophesy not what I'm saying, but I prophesy what King Clement said. He said Trump will be a trumpet, that he will be a praying president. He will have two terms. And the last thing of the prophecy was he will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I am speaking what he spoke, and I believe that he is coming closer to that. So he also read, and it was marvelous to see that the president had time to honor the word of God and to pray and to invite the church and the body of Christ to pray.
Amazing. And, you know, and we know what happened. This recording will be out here in the next week or two. But as of this recording, President Trump's third assassination attempt just happened. And no wonder, just with what you shared alone, no wonder the enemy wants to take him out. He is a praying president. He's about to rededicate this nation back to God. He's about to reverse the curse and everything that even previous leadership and presidents have done to this nation. Yeah. It's no wonder the enemy wants to take him out time and time again. And he's the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps going and going and going. And, you know, he wanted to keep going on that event. He wanted to, you know, bring everybody back in and keep the show going. And, you know, protocol was like, no, sir, we cannot. So, you know, he'll have it again here soon. But it's amazing. He just all the attacks that he and his family take time and time again. And his face is set like flint. He knows he has a powerful calling to the Lord. And we need to be praying for him more than ever. And we were just talking before the show. I mean, you reading the Bible and all that with, you know, a ton of different people doing that, that was like setting the foundation. What's the foundation? God's word is the foundation of this nation. It's the foundation of everything we should do on this earth, everything the Lord gave us. And it's amazing that that was read. I don't even remember. Do you remember a time when the Bible was read from D.C.? Ever?
I think this was the first time. I think this was the first time. And I hope it's not the last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's incredible. And we'll talk about President Trump here in a few, but let's show a few pictures of your trip when you went to read the Bible here. Let's go ahead and bring those up and you can talk about these. Oh, you're there with Nick Vujicic.
Yeah, it was so cool to be there with him and just the scripture he had to read, the encouragement he had for the body of Christ. And it was just an importance to say, do not be afraid to do what God has called you to do. And it was just amazing. And I got to have an interview with him. It was just classic to see amazing leaders coming with humility. We were called to just read the Bible. We were not told to preach the Bible. We were not told to give our commentary. It was just let the word of God be the word of God. And to see each leader just take their part and read it, it was amazing.
Yes. Oh, I love that. We can just keep going through the pictures here.
Yeah, that's Kim Walker. She read the Bible, but she also led worship. You know her from Jesus Culture. She's presence-based. Mm-hmm. So she did the worship, bringing the presence of God into our session because we all had different sessions and she led worship for our session. It was really amazing. Mm-hmm. And then we got to sign four Bibles. So all of us got to sign the Bibles on the chapters that we read. I believe one of that is going to the president. So they had us sign four Bibles and we write our names on each of the verses that we read. So that was amazing also. It was an honor. And then I had some sisters come with me from Washington State. So we got to be there together and just be able to come in together and just worship God.
Wow. Yes. Our friend, Miss Elvita King, we love her.
Yes, she is an amazing woman, still holding the legacy of her dad. We were together in when we did A Million Women. So we found ourselves back here again. So that was really cool to be able to catch up with her, pray with her, and thank her for standing. And it was amazing.
Oh, awesome. There's
so many. Yeah. So many leaders. Yep.
Yes, it
was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that it? Or is there more? Okay. I wanted to go back to you signing the Bible. Yes. To me, I hadn't heard this story. So you all signed the Bible, those who read the Bible, and you're going to give it to, that's going to be handed to President Trump himself of all the people who read the Bible.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my goodness, that's amazing. What an incredible gift to give to him. I hope he keeps that forever. And it's just like, I feel like it's a seal, you know, like the United States seal, like the presidential seal. You're like giving him a seal of the Lord. Like, it's sealed. We read the Bible over this nation from front to back, and we're giving this to you, to everyone who read it. It's sealed.
Yes. And, yes. Ooh, it is sealed. Yeah, somebody told me that, and because I was like, why am I signing four Bibles? And they said they're giving them away. So I know one will be the president. I don't know who the other three will be, but what an honor to be able to say yes on this historic day. I got to read the Bible, but I got to sign it. And one day, President Trump, maybe he's going to go back in history and look at that and say, I was a sitting president when the Bible was read that triggered the third great awakening in our nation, because I believe we're there.
Wow, that's incredible. I hadn't heard that in the news yet. So thanks for sharing that little tidbit. I was like, wait a minute now. We got to go back to that. That is not significant. That's very significant that you all did that and handed that off to President Trump. What a priceless gift.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I know we wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, May 17th is coming up, and the nation will be dedicated back to the Lord. And this morning I was, you know, I've talked about in other shows how important this date is going to be. It's a Kairos historical moment of giving our nation back to God. And all of a sudden I got a vision of Barack Obama when he, you know, dedicated this nation to the LGBTQ community, and he put the rainbow colors on the White House.
Yeah.
And I remember before that, all of a sudden in the spirit, I saw like this demonic lid. It looked like a man pothole, and it opened up, and it was absolute darkness. And it was like darkness I have never felt on the earth before. And I said, horrific darkness is being unleashed on this earth. And then it wasn't, you know, a little later that, you know, this happened and all that. And then he dedicated this nation to the LGBTQ community, the White House, and everything was acceptable. And I just saw today that when President Trump rededicates this nation back to God, he's erasing what Obama did. That's what I saw. That's what's going to happen. That's why the enemy's trying to take him out.
You're right. You're right. You know, when this nation was dedicated and the rainbow color, actually it wasn't the rainbow, because the rainbow belongs to God. And what happened was that the perverted colors that they put together to steal the rainbow, and Obama did that, I believe it unleashed the door to the spirit of perversion in our nation, the spirit of lust. And like what you said, a demonic door was open to give into this nation a spirit of murder. Abortion went on demand and everything, because, you know, we have dominion, and whatever you name it in, it becomes that thing. And as the highest officer of our nation, the president, he gave dominion to darkness. And now we're about to see the reverse on May 17th. The highest officer is saying, I'm going to give dominion. We're going to name this nation back to who it belongs to. He's changing guard. He's taking the nation back from the satanic, demonic things that Obama and his troops did, and closing the door of hell over America. And he's now opening it. I believe this is the golden year era of the dreams that we've had, because it's no longer under the leadership of a demonic power. Now, spirit of perversion and lust and murder and all of this, we have no legal authority in our nation, because we have a sitting president who has the fear of the Lord. He is not perfect. He's like a baby. I see his tweets. I see of the things, but he's a baby believer, or he's a baby Christian, or he's a baby trying to know the Lord. But one thing he does know is he's been put in for such a time as this, as a wrecking ball to push away every darkness that was allowed. And I believe that the enemy is afraid of what's going to happen on May 17th, because I told you that in my dream we had May Day. May Day was,
yes,
that was May Day that we did last year, because God said he was going to overturn things. He could have said 4th of July is the month I'm going to do this. He chose May 17th. 17 in dream means victory. And I believe he chose May for God to honor what happened in May.
Thanks for listening. The Elijah Force podcast is made possible by donations like yours. To become a partner, go to ElijahForce.com/give.
So we went to 5 cities. And we had the biggest craziness in Seattle, where they tried to overwhelm us, to intimidate us. And then the president, without putting it together, but God put it on the calendar, May 17, not May 16, not May 18, May 17, almost as if God is saying to the kingdom of darkness, the seed that were planted last year in May, this is the victory. And so he's going to rededicate this nation. And I believe that the evil, the swamp, everything will be exposed, because now Trump is giving back the keys to the Lord. He's saying that this nation belongs to you.
Yes.
It belongs to you. Yeah.
Powerful. Yes. Ooh, wow. You know, I think this is a great opportunity. I know we were going to kind of wait at the end of the show, but we'll pray again at the end of the show for the viewers. It's fire on the altar. It's prayer on the altar.
Yes.
You just came back from DC. You've saturated the ground in prayer and a biblical foundation of reading the Bible. Can we just take a few moments and pray for this May 17th historical date coming up, and for President Trump, and protection for him and the Trump family and his cabinet. The enemy, you know, between now and then, you just don't know what the enemy is up to. He knows this is a historical moment, so he's going to try time and time again to take out the president, and we just really need to up our prayers for him right now.
Yeah, so let's just all pray right now.
Yes, let's do it.
But you said one would chase away 1,000, but two would chase away tens of thousands. And I believe everybody on this screen, we're more than two. Father Lord, we just lift up what you're doing, that date. That date was marked in heaven before we were born. Father Lord, you prepared that day, May 17, for this time in 2026, where you will take back America the beautiful, this nation that was birthed. This was a nation, not like Israel, but a nation that came to you and said, God, in you we trust. We came to you and asked for your protection. We came to you and asked for you to be Lord over this nation. That was what the founding fathers did. They came pursuing you and saying, God, we're inviting you to this nation. Father, we thank you for the presidents that have gone before us. Like we have George Washington, we have Abraham Lincoln, presidents that were God-fearing. Father Lord, you gave a prophecy through Kim Clement for Donald Trump, and right now you have put him in the highest office. Lord, we want to pray protection over him and his family. We want to pray protection over the whole cabinet. Lord, send forth your warring angels. Father, send forth your ministering spirit. Father, Lord, we know the power of the blood. The blood makes us invisible to the kingdom of darkness. So, Father, we release the power of the blood over him, his house in Mar-a-Lago in Florida, and over the White House in D.C., over his son in New York. Father, Lord, over J.D. Vance, over our speaker Johnson, and all these people that you have called, this team that you have brought together, we ask you to cover them in your precious blood. Father, the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. So, Father, we call your name over them, that your name will be a protective tower over him. And Father, right now, we release your angels to D.C. Father, let them begin to prepare the work for what you are going to do on May 17. Father, Lord, every plan of the enemy for that day, Father, send a spirit of confusion into the camp of the enemy. Father, every plan will be destroyed from the enemy in Jesus' name. Instead, let your plan go forth. Let your plan go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what you're already doing. We thank you for the golden era of America. We thank you for the prophetic word that America will be in God we trust again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ooh. Ooh, now that was some fire on the altar right there. Thank you, Kamake.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised. I shared this on Candace Smithyman's show. I would not be surprised if miracle signs and wonders broke out on that day, like even heavenly signs, you know, like either who knows if the Lord will release a rainbow or the skies will part or there could be an earthquake. We don't know. I would not be surprised if heavenly signs happen the moment he rededicates this nation back to God and let all the cameras catch it. There, you know, there's going to be lots and lots of media and cameras there. I pray that it all is caught on camera. There is no denying to this earth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And amen. I even see Jesus on the cross when you were praying and this day comes, it's the Lord saying, it is finished. It's like, I died for this moment and it is finished. And when this, you know, this nation gets rededicated back to the Lord, it's like Jesus saying, it is finished. I died for this. I saw this on the cross. It's coming. And he has not forgotten his covenant with, you know, us and the founding fathers. And it's going to be amazing. It's like greater works are going to happen. Amen. The billion soul harvest is going to happen. And we're just going to see things that we've never seen before. We really are in a historical time to see all that God is doing. And I just hear the Lord saying, I'm sounding the siren. Even on that day, it's like everybody there and everybody watching is going to get their voice back. We're going to be bolder and louder. We're all together going to sound the siren over this nation. And you know, too long we've let the left have their, you know, bold, big, loud voices, but we need to be even louder than them.
Yes.
And, it's like when, you know, this happens, it's like, we're all going to be, you know, bold voices in the Lord and we're going to sound the siren of the Lord and not be silent. We will not be silent in Jesus' name.
Ooh. Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. God. I agree. This is not a time to be quiet. This is the time to be loud. All the muzzles in our mouth with a fear, it needs to be dropped now in Jesus' name. We are ripe for the third great awakening. And I feel like you don't want to miss out on this. This is what we were created for. This is the gospel going forth, and it's the gospel of the kingdom of God. And the Bible says the gospel of the kingdom of God will go with signs, miracles, and wonders. And so I don't want to be left behind. I want to say, like, God, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucky, you've got us all supercharged. Where are you preaching next? I want to be there. Awesome. All right. Well, I know you have a couple of powerful dreams. You're a prolific dreamer. And you've shared before quite a few dreams and encouraged people, you know, to keep track of their dreams and journal and how important it is. You know, a lot of people are having dreams, and you mentioned Miss Corrine, our producer, she's been having quite a few dreams herself.
Yes.
In dreams right now. So y'all, as you listen to Falake's dreams, you know, let it encourage you to have your own and to journal your own, and that they're not insignificant, that, you know, we really are dreaming a lot of dreams in this hour. So with that, go ahead and unpack this first one. You wanted to talk about the blood of Jesus is key. I can't wait to hear about this dream.
Yes, this dream, it's like one of those dreams that I know it's important, it's significant because of the hour we're living in. And this dream was a dream that I had. I was sitting with a leader. The Lord did not let me see his face. So I did not know who he was. I felt like in the dream, I knew who he was. But when I woke up, I couldn't remember who he was. But I saw him speaking negative things against the Jewish people. He was speaking lies. He was speaking. There was an anti-Semitism spirit over this man. And the things he was speaking was just false and lies. And while I was listening to him, the Lord said to me, you've got to stop him. And he said that because the spirit behind him is a spirit of pride, and you need to bind that spirit of pride. And I just walked up to the man and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, spirit of pride, get out now. Suddenly, he began to weep. He began to weep deeply. And all of a sudden, he stopped crying, and I felt compelled to begin to declare the blood of Jesus Christ over him, the blood of Jesus. I just felt compelled that he needed that. So after that spirit was cast out of him, the vacuum that was in there, I began to declare the blood of Jesus. It is finished. It is done. It was almost as if there was a hole in him and that vacuum came in and filled it, the blood of Jesus Christ. The next thing I saw was this leader. He's now, the dream changed. He's now standing somewhere. And he was telling people, declaring to people about the people of Israel. He was speaking truth over them. And that spirit was gone. And he was speaking truth. The doors were open for him to speak truth. And so as I began, and you know the scripture that we love this scripture, Revelation 12, 11, it says, yes. We overcame. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even unto death. The Lord began to speak to me about that dream. There is an ugly spirit of anti-Semitism that is growing right now in our nation and the nations of the world. It's rising all across the world. But the reason is, it's a spirit of pride. You see, when we go, if you look at it, when the Lord said the spirit of pride, I did not understand it, because in the dream, the spirit of pride, well, the spirit of pride, it says the Jewish people are not, they're not the people that God has. We have replaced them. The Christians have replaced them. All these lies. And that spirit is saying, we know better than God. God has replaced them. All this is rooted in anti-Semitism. And guess who the spirit of pride is? It's Satan himself. Yes. He is the one that's going after them. It's not people. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places that hates those people. But now we're having leaders, podcast leaders, who people go to as their messiah. Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, all these people are preaching against the Jewish people. And it's a spirit of pride. And the Lord said to me, we have authority. We have, you that are listening, we have authority to speak to that spirit and say, you spirit of pride, you are bound in the name of Jesus. Then you release the blood of Jesus. And I want to say this, Julie, what was crazy about the blood of Jesus is, this did not come to me until right now. When I said you release the blood of Jesus, I knew it was powerful. It was filling the hole. But as I said it right now, I just had the vision of Exodus 12. Where the blood was put on the doorpost of the door. Yeah. And that was what set the Israelites free from Egypt. The blood of the lamb was indicating to Pharaoh and to the principalities and the heads, my blood covers my people. Mm-hmm. Not only the Jewish people, we Christians, his blood covers. And in that dream, after I bound that spirit of pride, when I say saying the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, I believe the enemy saw the blood and he was like, yeah. I cannot touch these people. But let's make it personal. That's the same way with you and I. Whenever the enemy comes against you to steal your destiny, you have authority first to say, in the name of Jesus, you destiny thief, get out in Jesus' name. Then you now say, I apply the blood. The blood, you might not see the blood, but there are two people that sees the blood. The devil sees the blood and says, I cannot touch. But God sees the blood and he says to the destroyer, pass over. Yeah. That is what happened in the dream. When the spirit of pride was taken out, God saw the blood and said to the destroyer, you can't touch them. And the enemy saw the blood and he said to the demons, I cannot touch them. That blood is speaking and I have authority. So that spirit of anti-Semitism that's rising up right now, we as believers, we can do business in our prayer closet in the secret place and join the Holy Spirit in breaking off that spirit of pride over our nation. And I believe that we have authority to do it. And I believe that if we don't, who will do it? If not us, who else? So we have authority to do that right now. And I wanted to say, I believe that this is so important right now. I flew after DC to Tampa, Florida, and I went there, and the questions I was interviewed over was on my dream about Josiah, which was the Jew and Gentile. And I feel like the Lord is speaking this over people right now, saying, what you do with my people will determine what line you're standing, where you're standing. We've seen it in history. And Genesis 17 says that those that bless Abraham, I will bless. And those that curse Abraham, I will curse. And so we are in a thing right now that how does the enemy try? Why does this spirit of pride come against us to do that? Because he knows he can't touch us, but he wants us to touch God's people. So that gives us an open door to be cursed. And I want to say to you, don't fall into that. Don't fall into that. If God says these are my people, we are his people too. But we cannot say to the tree, we don't need you anymore. We were grafted in. And it's one new man. So it's so cool to see that God is speaking about this right now. And I felt like that dream was significant for such a time as this.
Ooh, wow. And, you know, we're talking about the great harvest, the third great awakening. The Jewish people are a part of that. You know, the one new man is coming into play and coming into place. And of course, the enemy doesn't want that. And so all this anti-Semitism is rising up in this hour and speaking against the Jewish people. You know, this is almost kind of, I think the show is going to be kind of like a prayer strike. You came back, prayed, you've got fire on the altar, you've got prayer on the altar. Can we take a moment to pray into this dream? I think we need to pray for the Jewish people to come into their destiny in the Lord and know who they are in Christ, to break off anti-Semitism and the spirit of pride from trying to infiltrate, and for the beautiful Jewish people to come into who they were called to be, one new man in Christ. This is so important, Falake. I know you're sharing dreams and revelations, but prayer on the altar is so important right now. And I would love for you to pray. Let's just take a moment and pray over this dream. I think it's so important. I'm just feeling like the heat of the Lord, and there's fire right now. There's fire here. So while it's hot, let's strike it. Amen.
And before I strike, I wanted to share something that was so important. In the Josiah dream, the Lord said to me that the next revival, the revival you've been waiting for, is at the door. And he said, it's in your house. Well, my daughters are Ruth and Naomi. Now, Ruth represent the Gentiles. Naomi represent the Jewish people. But something happened on my way to Tampa. I was on the airplane. The Lord said, read the story of Ruth again. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I've read that story so many times because of my daughters, but I had not caught something. And in that dream, I caught something. When Naomi's sons married two women, one's name is Ruth and one is Orpah. Now, Ruth means friend of God. Orpah means to turn their back, to turn your back away. The Lord spoke to me on the airplane that right now we're in the time of Ruth and Orpah making a decision. Ruth will say, your God will be my God, your people will be my God. But Orpah is the one that's going to turn away and say, I'm not going to go with you. And I just want to pray that prayer first. Yes. For the Jewish people to know who the Messiah is, because he loves them. And he's just like in dreams. I'm hearing people meeting Jesus in dreams. I would like to pray for that. But secondly, the anti-Semitism spirit is going and is looking for the operas that will turn their back against the Jewish people. And I want to break that right now, that as believers, we will not be one of those people. We will be roots. We will be the roots going after Naomi to bring her back to her Boaz. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to pray right now. Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you so much for the Jewish people. Thank you so much that everything, Jesus is coming back as a Jew. He's not changing himself. He's coming back as a Jew. So, Lord, we want to thank you for those people, the Jewish people, where our Torah, everything came from them. Lord, you said that we should pray for families, our family. Father, we want to pray that just like the way you give us dreams, you said in the last days you pour your spirit upon all flesh. They are all flesh. Father, we want to ask you that they will begin to have dreams about their Messiah. Messiah, Jesus. They will be having encounters with you in their dreams. That, Father, we have some Jewish people that had an encounter with you in their dream, and now today they are Messianic Jew. Father, we know you touched Rabbi Jason Sobel. We know you touched Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. So, Father, Lord, if you could do it to them, you can do it to the Jewish people. So we invite you, Lord, to begin to minister to them in their dreams, to begin to show them who you are so that they can know who you are. Secondly, I want to pray for the body of Christ. Father, Lord, that any spirit that comes to them to turn their back away from the Jewish people, to become Orpah that left Naomi instead of Ruth that stayed with Naomi. Father, we break that spirit of betrayal in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We break off that spirit of anti-Semitism. We break it off, Lord, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Father, we want to be the Ruth that tells Naomi, your people shall be my people and your God shall be my God. Father, we break off that Orpah spirit that turns their back from the people. We will not turn our back in the mighty name of Jesus. We watched this happen in history while Hitler was killing the Jewish people. The churches were singing worship and they did not stand up. Father, we have a second time in history. Father, may we not repeat the history. May we be people that will open our mouth and stand up. And like Esther, we say, if we die, we die. Father, Lord, we just pray for that in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. And we also want to pray right now that we will be bold. We will not be silent. We will be bold and we will stand for the Lord, like King Josiah said, that I was brought back to prepare us for the greatest revival and reformation of our day. So, Father, Lord, I pray for those listening that you are part of that revival. You are part of that reformation and that God will begin to strike a fire inside of you, that fire that says, I will stand, I will speak, I will be bold, and I will not be silent. So, Father, Lord, we just thank you, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your people, that we plead the blood of Jesus Christ, not only over the Israelites, but over your children, the Christians, that we are going to take our place and be, Naomi took roots to Boaz. Now is our time to take Naomi back to Boaz. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, wow, wow. That was a prayer and fire on the altar.
Help Elijah Force continue to reach people around the world. All donations go toward making the Elijah Force podcast possible. Visit ElijahForce.com/give and become a partner today.
That's amazing. Yeah, while you were praying, I got the, you know, from Ruth 1:16 where Ruth tells Naomi, you know, but Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. Wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge, and your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. And we just declare that over the Jewish people. Thank you, Lord, for that. And I just, when you were praying, I just saw scales coming off of, you know, their eyes, like all of a sudden the scales coming off, the veil has been torn, the scales are coming off their eyes, and and they're recognizing Jesus is the true Messiah. He is the Messiah. Yes. And so that's coming on the Jewish people, and that the truth would set them free, and they would see the true Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is their God. Their God will, my God will be their God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woo. Yes. Awesome. They'll recognize the true God.
Amen.
Ooh, wow. Powerful. Thank you, Falake. That's amazing. Amazing. Well, you know, you got people fired up to keep praying over, you know, our nation and the beautiful Jewish people and everything the Lord is doing. And we can do that with our authority. And we've got to recognize our authority right now in this hour so we can take a bold stance for the Lord. So tell us about this dream you had about us using our authority.
So this was a dream that I had. This was my second dream that I had. And it was really, when I woke up, I didn't know it was significant, but I was talking to a friend of mine, Jenny Donnelly, and she was like, oh my goodness, like this dream is really important. And it was a dream that it was like, I woke up in the dream and there was like a stairway to the heavenly places. And I took it and I got to this heavenly place and I see this blonde girl. She's pushing curses over the earth realm. She's saying curses like incantation over the earth realm. And as she was sending the curses, the Lord said, stop her. He said, stop her. And I was like, okay, in Jesus' name, stop speaking curses. She got scared. The name of Jesus is powerful. She got scared. And I walked up to her and I grabbed her and I said, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I know these scriptures, but these are scriptures that you say when somebody's a new believer. But it felt like this girl was real. It didn't feel like a dream. It felt like I was talking to someone that this is really happening. And in the dream, I held her in a lock and I said, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I said to her, give your life to him in the dream. And then I grabbed her and we came down. And when we came down back to earth, I said to her, when you wake up, find yourself a Bible-believing church and go there and give your life to Jesus. And I woke up.
Ooh.
So when I woke up, one thing I realized in the dream was she had no power to curse when I said, in the name of Jesus, stop. It was like she was surprised. It was almost as if she had been told that she had hit a power where nothing can stop her, but the name of Jesus did. She had she looked like frazzled. Secondly, it was in the heavenlies. You know, Ephesians 2 talks about our position. So when I woke up, I started saying, what does this dream mean? And the Lord was saying, I was teaching you your identity. And he was saying that while you are sleeping, the witches are in the heavenlies throwing curses at you. But he said, many of you don't know your identity. Where are you seated, Falake? And I realized Ephesians 2 says, I am seated in the heavenly places. Yeah. So we have authority to be in the heavenly places and on the earth. And so I was able to go there to the heavenly places, which we all have this. We are all positioned in the heavenly places because of Jesus Christ. And I was able to use my authority, the name of Jesus. I was able to use that to stop her in like from doing what she was doing. But in the midst of it, the compassion of the Lord, that was so beautiful. He was saying, take this kingdom down. But as you're taking it, this girl is a victim. Because I've never had a dream like that. I'm almost preaching the gospel in my dream. And I was telling her, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And then I said to her, when you get down, find the Bible. It just showed me the heart of God that in the midst of this, if this is real, we're seated in heavenly places, I must have encountered a girl that had been deceived. And the Lord, in the midst of it, was saying, tell her about me. Tell her about me. And so when I woke up from the dream, I realized for believers that you're listening, because of Jesus, you have authority. Because of Jesus, your identity is sons and daughters. Romans 8 talks about it. What can separate us from the love of the Lord? Can even Satan, can demons, can death? Nothing. Because of all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ that lives in us. Then secondly, if you look at it, Ephesians 2 says, you are seated in heavenly places. That's your position, your identity. I'm a son, I'm a daughter of the Most High God. But your position, where are you seated? You're seated where God is. You're seated in heavenly places near Christ. So that means even the enemy, no matter how high they go, you're sitting higher with Jesus. And so we have authority to pray from heavenly perspective. That means instead of praying and reacting with the things that we are seeing right now, no. Go sit with the Heavenly Father. Tell him to show you what is happening in the heavenly places and begin to decree and begin to speak against those things so that when we deal with it in the heavenly places on earth, we see the result. And that is what the enemy knows. These witches and which they know it. So while we're sleeping, they're up there in the heavenly places, the second heaven or so, and they're throwing curses at us. And when you wake up, you're like, I feel depressed. While we were sleeping, they were working in the heavenly places. If we knew the power of the altar that we have, if we knew the power of our position, if we knew the power of our identity, we will push them back. Like you said, there will be fire on our altars and they will kick and they will be running because they know the authority we have. You know, the devil knows our authority. Jesus knows our authority. I think it's us that don't know who we are. We don't know our authority. But I want to tell you, you're a son and daughter of God, and your position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. That's the truth.
Wow, that's amazing. And what do you think this witch signified? You know, is it like witches even showing up at our church, witches over the nation? witches over regions, and how do, because you saw this witch and you stopped her and told her Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. How do we recognize witches in our midst, or that they are true witches? You know, this is a seer moment for all those seers and those who want to increase their seer giftiness so they can actually see and discern what's going on around them.
Well, I heard a pastor say that some churches are just babysitters for witches. Mm. Where there's no power,
wow,
they will come in. Lou Engle was telling us a story about a woman that came into a church, and as they were doing communion, she ran out of the service. And then she stands in front of the church and says, "Can somebody send my bag out?" And the pastor came out and said, "Go in and get your bag." She said, "Oh, you know I can't go. You know what you did." And she wouldn't go into the service because the blood of Jesus Christ had been proclaimed. And I know. And as a witch, she was just like, "I am out of here." So I want to say, sometimes the enemy, he sent his minions into our services, into what we are doing. But let me tell you something, where the fire is hot, they cannot stay.
Yes.
Where the fire, worship is one of the things that kicks them out. You know why? The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. While we worship, God himself comes down. Now, when light comes, darkness will flee. So our worship, then there's an altar of prayer. You know, Jesus said, "My house will be a house of prayer." There's a reason for all nations. So churches, if you're a pastor that you're listening to this, worship, get your worship on. You know, I think it's Zechariah. He says that when we worship God as a family, he said that he will bless families. You know, worship is like you're seeding the heavens. And as you're seeding a blessing, rains of blessing is pouring on your people. Prayer is like you are literally saying to God, "This is your house." And when you pray, he himself come. Do you know what Jesus is doing in heaven right now? He's not just sitting at the right-hand side of God. The Bible says he makes intercession for us. He's actually praying. So he said, "My house will be a house of prayer." Prayer is another thing that will push them out. But letting the fivefold in our midst, let the seer see. Let's let the prophet speak. Let's let the apostles build. Let's let the teachers teach. Let's let the pastors love people. Let the fivefold begin to work, because we see in part, we know in part, and the enemy knows that. So if only the pastor is doing it and you silence the other fivefold ministry, you're seeing in part. It's like one leg of a chair trying to hold me. I will fall. You need the five legs of the chair so that you can sit firmly. So they are in our midst. But when we take our worship on, and I'm talking about worship with the word of God, when we start praying and we start inviting the presence of God, I want to say to you, there's a story in the Bible when the Israelites took the Ark of God. They took it to battle. And the Philistines took the ark. And when they took it there, they put the ark in the same place that they put Dagon, their idol. And when they came the next day, Dagon had fallen down, bowing down to the ark. Let me tell you something, where the presence of the Lord is, no demon can stand it. Mm-hmm. No devil can stay there, because the presence of the Lord is all that we need. And worship, prayer, the word, and speaking prophetically and allowing the seers to be released, it brings down the presence of God.
Amen. And while you were speaking, I just heard the Lord say, don't be intimidated. Don't be intimidated by the enemy and his minions and any witches in the midst. It's like the Lord is increasing our spiritual gifts. We're going to have eyes to see and ears to hear in this hour. And we're probably going to see things and hear things. You know, but, we may not want to, you know, and you said you called down this witch that was in the second heavens and you had the authority to bring her down. That's where God has taken us. We have the authority to bring down, you know, demonic entities and, spiritual principalities in high places in this hour. We're not to shy away from it. And God is calling us as the body of Christ, his sons and daughters, to call it down.
Amen.
And the reason he's showing it to you is because he's given you the authority. And we've had guests share, if you see something, that's your authority to do it. He's not just showing it to you just to say, oh no, what am I going to do? No, he's showing that to you so you can call it down. God told you to bring that witch down. And that's, we're going to see more and more of that, you know, the clashing, you know, with light and darkness, and light is going to win.
Amen.
As the body of Christ, you know, we're going to win. We're on the winning team.
Amen.
And then, you know, God in his grace and mercy, what does he do? He has you speak that Jesus is the way, truth, and the life. So they have the opportunity to come to Christ no matter what they do. He's giving them the opportunity to come into the kingdom as well. I mean, that's only God. That is only the grace of God. Oh, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And we are not to be intimidated by things unleashed by the darkness in this hour. Amen and amen.
And we have a better covenant, Julie. We have a better covenant, because look at Elijah, the showdown on Mount Carmel. Mm-hmm. This was in the Old Testament where Elijah, he said, if the God that answers by fire, let him be our God. Well, we're in a new covenant where the fire is not living externally, but that fire is living inside of us. The same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ is living inside of us. So we are ready for the showdown. We actually let the showdown begin. The fire is in here. It's called the Holy Spirit. So we are not to be intimidated. We have authority. We have our identity. We have our position. It's time. It's go time. It's go time.
Yes. Well, okay, this was so good. It was amazing. It was woo. I think we're going to push the show out, y'all. Just an FYI. This was so, so good. It needs to be told to the masses as soon as possible. Before we go out praying for our viewers, I would love for you to pray for us to have fire on the altar, you know, in our prayer life and all that God is doing right now. And just to be saturated as you've been saturated. I mean, you are saturated in God's presence right now. I just see it all over you. And we need that. We so need this. Now, I would love for you to pray and release that over us. But let's go ahead and show some of your websites and how people can get a hold of you. So they can go to thecollectivewa.com. That's your church website, right?
Yes.
And what will they find there?
You'll find everything about the house of prayer that we are. You'll find out our services. You find out what we believe. We truly believe that his house will be a house of prayer. We are called to worship. Everything I just said about church, you're going to find it there. We worship. You're invited to visit. We're in the center of Washington State in Cashmere, Washington. And I'm very biased. I love what God is doing there. We see people healed, we see people delivered, and this is the signs of the kingdom. We don't want to do church for church's sake. We literally believe we come to meet God and to minister to the Lord, but we also believe in signs, miracle, and wonders. So you'll find that. Yeah.
Awesome. And let's bring up your book, Close Conflict. Tell us about this.
So close conflict is something, it's a story. My husband, God has given him this gift in confronting things. And this close conflict is about just let us come together and reason together. And, you know, one of the things that we know in life is we are in a time that is more divided in our nation, where we don't see eye to eye. And I'm saying we don't have to see eye to eye, but there's a way we can come to the table and actually talk about it, because we can come together and talk and still love each other, but that's not what we are seeing. So close conflict is coming together, talking about it, and actually still loving each other in it if we take the advice. Because you can read something, but if you don't do your part, then it's useless. So yes, it's close conflict, how to come together and navigate challenging things in relationships.
Awesome. So good. And that's available on Amazon. Okay, Miss Falake, we need some fire on the altar in our life. Please go out praying for us.
Okay. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. Father, Lord, you said that the altar must keep burning. And Father, Lord, that you've called us to be those coals in the altar to begin to burn for your kingdom. And that is through the Holy Spirit. So Father, right now, we just want to pray for our viewers. We want to pray for them. Father, some of them, I see they had this fire once, but life came. I see a spirit of disappointment. So Father, Lord, we break off every spirit of disappointment. That is what blew the coal to make it cold, but I can still see it red. So Father, Lord, we ask for a baptism of fire right now. Again, every spirit of disappointment, I say, go in Jesus' name. I see another spirit of delay. There's somebody watching. you have asked God and the spirit of delay kept coming and you thought God did not answer. No, that is the spirit of delay. So we bind that spirit of delay now in your life in Jesus' name. And we release the fire on the altar. We release the fire. Come back to your first love. And we ask you, Lord, that you rekindle that fire of first love in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and break away the spirit of delay. I hear a spirit of sabotage. There's somebody here, or a group of you here, that you feel like everything you do, something stop it. You get to almost the point where if you open up, something happens. It's called the spirit of sabotage. So Father, Lord, we bind the spirit of sabotage in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And anything that has come in with sabotage, delay, disappointment, we ask you to remove it now in Jesus' name. And Father, we release that fire. The Bible says in Luke 3:16 that he will come and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and the fire. So Lord, we release the fire right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Be baptized with the fire. In the book of Acts, the fire came not once. It came on the day of Pentecost, but they were filled again in Acts 3, in Acts 5. So, Father, Lord, we ask for a filling right now over all of us that are listening. Father, Lord, we want our cars to be filled with overflowing. Father, Lord, we just pray for that fire. But let that fire be within and so that we can release it out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the fresh fire. The fresh fire, the fresh feeling in the mighty name of Jesus Christ for each and every one of you. And if you were one of the people that the spirit of delay had broken your trust from God and the spirit of sabotage had taken your joy and the spirit of disappointment, write to us here. Go to the Elijah Force. Write to them. Share the 10. Connect, because we need those testimonies. It will build other people's testimony. But the Lord showed me that and he said, break it. So go to connect@elijahforce.com. Write your stories. We want to hear it, because those testimonies, it releases that for other people. You know, like the Bible says, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. And your testimony is declaring Jesus did it. And because he did it for you, he can do it for somebody else. In Jesus' name, amen.
Awesome. Flocky, I'm just going to hone in on something here. I put you on a single shot while you were praying. And I'm just going to do that again here real quick, y'all. Look at this on her left side. Look at that light.
Wow.
Look at that light.
We saw it earlier, but thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Woo. You know, we've been praying for signs and wonders to come on the show. And I'm so glad I brought you to a single shot, because we don't see that when it's just the two of us, but on a single shot. All right, one more time, y'all, I'm going to show this. Look at Falake on the left side of her head. Whoa, Falake. That's amazing. Oh, gosh. The Lord is with you, and this prayer, fire and prayer on the altar, let it never go out day and night. We thank you, Lord, for Falake and all that you're doing in her life. And we say, more, Lord, more. Just pour it more. Mm-hmm. Pour it in more. Pour it in more. We thank you for her and her voice and everything you're doing and releasing in this hour. Oh, my goodness, Flocka, you're a powerful leader. You know you have so much more before you. Mm-hmm. And I just see you going before Congress as well. The Lord is opening up new doors in the government for you and church leaders. And I see you prophesying over kings and queens. You're going to prophesy over government leadership as well. This is just the beginning for all the Lord has for you. And you know it. You are a part of the end time forerunners, the end time army of the Lord. And you're raising up those in this hour to have a voice. You're giving a voice to the voiceless. And we just thank you, God, for Falake and all that you're doing. And we say, more, Lord, more. Give her more that she can ask or think, exceedingly and abundantly above all that she can ask or think. And we thank you, Lord, for all the open doors and the blessings coming her way. There's so many doors you're going to have to, figure out which one you're going to turn off or, you know, turn away. It's like, I don't have time for that. So we just thank and we praise you, Lord, for Falake and all that you're doing in her life. Thank you, Lord. I know I was off screen there for a moment, but I wanted people to see your light. Hopefully they heard me praying, but you know, I just saw that and I was like, we got to draw attention to that.
We saw that in the beginning of the
you did.
Of, yes, yes.
Wow.
God is good. Yes, and
amazing.
Thank you so much for praying. Thank you. You know, like, you guys have been a very instrumental people in what God is doing, because every time I get on this show, something else is happening. And one of the things is, so I wanted to be here first that you will hear this, because you guys is hard. So Lou Engle has been called one more time to take the Jew and Gentile Ruth and Naomi public. So he will be renting the Yankee Stadium.
Oh, wow.
And yes, and bringing Jew and Gentile together. We haven't found the date yet. Actually, we are praying right now for the date. But one of the things about this event is, I did not know if I wanted to go to the Yankee Stadium because it's in New York. So I said, God, if you want me to do this, show me a sign. And then Rabbi Jason Sobel told me, do you know the name of the Yankee Stadium? And I said, it's the Yankee Stadium. He said, no, it's Ruth Stadium, Roots.
Really?
And I said, what? Yeah, because the stadium was made for baby Ruth. So that was my sign. So,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So we are going to the Yankee Stadium. This is the first time we're announcing it. And then I will get you details because people are going to hear when, where. We are actually on a prayer and fasting for the date. We're thinking it's going to be next year so that we can round up as many Ruths and Naomis, Jew and Gentile, to meet us at the Yankee Stadium. You will hear more about it from Elijah Force as we continue to get the information. But this is exciting. So that's what's on our agenda right now.
Yeah. And we'll have Lou is we're trying to work out with his team a date to have him come on Elijah Streams as well. So maybe he'll talk about that too.
Yes.
Lake, thank you for coming on today. This was incredible. This was just what we needed. I just feel like an increase is here, and what the enemy meant for harm and everything that just happened with President Trump. The enemy's going to turn around for good. You guys like laid a foundation, you know, in DC, and who knew just moments later, like a week later, he would try to be taken out again. You guys were sent there on assignment to be watchmen over our nation in this hour. And I just know that God is going to bless you and reward you for all that you're doing. And you laid a fire on the altar in DC, I'll tell you that, because I can feel it.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for having me. And yes, this is exciting.
Thank you. We'll have you on soon. Please keep us updated and let us know what's going on, and we'll have you back soon.
Okay, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, yeah. God bless you.
God bless you.
Remind viewers where you can watch us and give us some love. We're on Rumble, Elijah Force, Facebook, Elijah Force Show. Email us at connect@elijahforce.com, Instagram, Elijah Force Show, and take us on the road at elijahforcepodcast.com. So viewers, thank you for joining us today on Elijah Force. And never forget, you are a force to be reckoned with. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everyone.
This has been Elijah Force. Thanks for listening. For more episodes like this, you can listen to the Elijah Force podcast on Apple and Spotify. Join us every Monday and Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Rumble and Facebook. Elijah Force is part of Elijahless Ministries. Go to ElijahForce.com/give to become a partner today. Did you receive a breakthrough from today's show? Please let us know at connect@ElijahForce.com. Never forget that you are a force to be reckoned with.